Putman for a $50 mail-in rebate. Rebate by check. Limit one redemption per axle. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/13.
With all of the choices and customizable settings on the new generation of adjustable clubs, you need an experienced partner to help dial them in just for you. For over 45 years, Golfsmith has been dedicated to helping golfers find the right gear and their best game, all for the guaranteed lowest prices. Don't let your old equipment hold you back. Come in today and get 50% more for your trade-in toward the latest adjustable gear. Only at Golfsmith.
New Quaker State Defy motor oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. We're back Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed here on the Big 550.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the air.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
breasts. Large breasts.
And that's why when they see the name Paul Harris on their application, they toss it right away.
That's Paul Harvey.
What?
Harvey. Paul Harvey.
Oh. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 12th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're with Stiefel Nicholas, and they are financial advisors. And that's not a bad thing to have. In fact, it's a smart thing to have, unless you're smarter than they are about the financial stuff. Most people aren't, but they're very good at what they do. We'll talk about them, and we'll talk about some other stuff, and then we're going to tell you a joke that I'm telling because of something in the news today that you probably haven't heard about. Well, hold on here.
It started.
What happened?
Hey!
No. I wasn't ready. Something happened there.
Hey!
No, hold it. Do it again.
Hey!
All right, now we're cooking. Hey, everybody has a bad day. An off day. And things were going so well today.
Yes.
BJ Schulte, once again, thank you, the man responsible for directing us to this wonderful piece of music, which has been taken from the pages of sheet music and turned into the wonderful clarinet polka you hear now from the guys I'm going to introduce in a moment. But first, let's start with our control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsors.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason.
Hey!
They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Look at Dan dancing.
Yeah.
You can tell that he learned to dance, dancing with his mother and his sister at a young age, and it still stuck. He still got it, Dan. You got the polka moves. Dan Strauss obviously is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Well, the polka wears you out a little bit.
Sure does.
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
I've never even heard of it.
What?
I've heard it was made out of it. Green, but I've never... Red Boy says tonight the what moon?
Cheese.
The cheese moon tonight.
Really?
Cheese moon. I've heard of harvest moon, blue moon, full moon. We're not familiar with that. I'll look into it, Red Boy. Red apparently didn't have anything funny today.
People say the moon is made of cheese.
I just said that, green cheese.
Yeah.
Why don't you all start listening to the show?
Oh, let me tune us in.
Sometimes it's pretty good. Not today, but sometimes it's pretty good. I've never heard the clarinet polka played better than what you're listening to right now, and that's courtesy of these guys, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Dan, I bet you'll be able to tell me who was it that ended his commercials years ago with There's no doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
Here's another big hit.
Was it Bing Crosby?
That's exactly. Bingo.
Bing Crosby.
That's exactly right. A Minute Maid orange juice. Minute Maid. If it's Minute Maid, there's no doubt about it. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Reed and Jason Becker, financial advisors. I've had a few different ones over the years. Some people have. I don't know how to tell you the best way to go about picking a financial advisor. I think you do a couple of things. If you can, you ask around, see if anybody else has worked with them and see how they feel about working with them. I think the best thing to do, though, is meet with them. And just sometimes you go with your gut. Does what they say make sense, or does it sound like they're just trying to make themselves a bunch of money? And what they're telling you really, wow, that's not what you wanted to do. Use your head. Because Mark and Jason have a great reputation for, that was almost like a rhyme.
Wow.
Mark and Jason have a great reputation. You know what, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
I'll finish that later. For being known across the nation. It's coming to me now. Why don't you give up all that frustration? I can't stop. It's just flooding out of me. Okay, I'll stop. Mark Ridden and Jason Becker with Stiefel Nicholas. They didn't start this yesterday. They've been doing this a while. And a lot of very satisfied clients. Not really customers as much as clients. Here's how this works. You have $25,000 or more, and it can be a lot more. They have people who are AM and the PM who come to them who have $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $4 million, and they have a bunch of people who have $25,000 or $50,000 or $75,000. You call them and you set up an appointment, and you say, here's what I have, here's what I'm doing with it now. Maybe what you're doing with it is not much of anything. Or maybe you've been told by somebody else, you have another advisor. They said, here's what my other advisor said to do, and here's what's going to happen. They're going to say, well, you know what? What you're doing is not really all bad, or maybe they disagree with everything, or maybe they think pretty much everything you're doing is right on track. They'll tell you. They have nothing to gain by lying to you. What they're not going to do is make you some sort of guarantee on return. Anybody that does that, leave. Ask them, say, nice meeting you. You're free to go. Or you get up and go if you're in their office, because that's not a good financial advisor. A good financial advisor will give you the options, tell you their best opinion of what you should do considering your circumstances. Are you single? Are you married? Do you have kids? How old are you? How secure is your job? Do you have the ability to save on a regular basis and add to this? And on and on and on and on. That's what a good advisor does. Meet with them. That's all we ask. Got nothing to lose. One meeting won't cost you anything. Mark and Jason, you know the website, markandjason.com. Last night, I was flipping through on DirecTV. It starts at 500. HBO is 500, and then you go up from there, 501, 502, 503, and Showtime, Cinemax. Those are the numbers on the guide for DirecTV. And I got into the mid-fives, and I noticed that I looked at the clock, and I thought, wow, it's just starting. And it was a movie that I remember going to the theater to see when it came out with Adam Sandler called Spanglish.
Did
you ever see this?
No, yeah. I never saw it, but I saw the previews for it.
Let me tell you something. It's a really good movie, because Adam Sandler can do some very touching, feel-good movies. He has before. His character is always sort of a pitiful but lovable and, in the end, good guy. Now, in this case, he's an executive chef with a family, kind of dysfunctional marriage, and this housekeeper, who speaks no English, is played by Paz Vega. Va, 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 voom. I don't know what else to... Let me tell you something. I have a weakness for Hispanic women. That black hair and dark eyes and this Paz Vega. I don't know why we haven't... Why hasn't she become like a Selma Hayek or a Jessica Alba? Why do we not see Paz Vega anyway? I asked my wife that, and she said, well, she does a lot of foreign films. She's real big in Latin America. I say more Paz Vega. Pion, if you ever see her.
Yeah.
Well, you like the looks of Jessica Alba.
Sure.
You like, give me another, Vergara. So yeah.
Sofia Vergara,
yeah.
And Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz, yeah. Paz Vega. Remember that name? If you get a chance, watch Spanglish. It's a good movie. A listener emailed me, and she heard me yesterday talking about Valerie Harper, and I said, I watch these Inside Edition Access Hollywood things, and they do these stories on celebrities, and every once in a while it'll show a celebrity saying, wow, look at all the mail I got or emails. And I said, how do people know, especially how to write a regular snail mail letter to a celebrity? How do they get that? This woman emails me, and she's a professional fundraiser, so her job is to locate and find high-profile money people to see if she can get them to give to charitable causes. She said, once you're familiar with the system and how it works, you can get on a computer, and she said, you'd be amazed how easy it is to find out all kinds of stuff about people. And she's not talking about those pay services like PrivateEye.com, $35, try it for 2 weeks. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And you can look up anybody and find out anything about them. She said, no. It's easier than that. And she just gave me a couple of examples, and one of them was me.
Whoa.
And she sent me stuff about myself that, honest to goodness, I thought, wait a minute. You can find where a person lives, who all lives in the house, how old they are, how many are kids, wife, grandmother, what kind of cars are in the driveway, what models, the value of them, the value of the house, what the person does for a living. It's pretty unbelievable if you know how to get on the computer and do it. Do you ever have a DUI? Were you divorced? What was the settlement? Amazing. So to the lady who sent me that, it's a little bit scary, but thank you. And I know you're not a creep. I can tell from your email. You're not a weirdo. So thank you for sending me that. Now, before the show started, I said to Pian, I said, there's something I forgot to mention yesterday. I said, Saturday Night Live, let's go back to Jesus Uncrossed. It's a takeoff on Django Unchained, and Saturday Night Live got some heat over that last couple of weeks because it was, to a lot of people, very sacrilegious. And I said, I think SNL has realized that it's been quite a while since they went right to the edge and maybe almost crossed it. Now, they used to, years ago, they would literally have people's jaws dropping. I mean, the most liberal, hip, with it, anything goes people still were going, oh, my goodness, I can't believe they said that. They did it Saturday night. And even Pion said that...
I knew exactly what you were talking about.
I said, did you hear... And he just stopped me. He said, I know exactly what you're going to say. And he mentioned it, and I'm telling you... Now, this is mainstream media, FCC-controlled television. I know that. I will try to tell you what, and I believe it was Cecily Strong, the dark-haired chick. It was a skit where two girls were selling champagne, and they're sloshed. They're drunk.
Yeah.
And Cecily, in their words, and she said, you know, she says, recently I injured my hand. I was... And I'll do the best I can to tell you what she said. There's an expression for pleasuring a man pleasuring himself, and it's called jaying off.
Oh.
Okay?
Yes.
And she said, yeah, I hurt my hand. I was jaying off a horse.
Oh. Yeah.
And I just thought, what?
I was taken aback by it.
Wow. Now, you actually backed up and thought, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I go, holy cow, I have to rewind that and hear it again.
Man. Yeah, SNL.
Oh, they're pushing it.
And you know what's interesting? That's not a violation of anything.
Isn't it after 10 o'clock?
Well, yeah, it's
but even
almost midnight.
Even, forget that.
Yeah.
It's not, there's not a dirty word in there.
But
that's
still,
not,
it's,
That's not in any regulatory.
You could even hear in the audience some people were kind of aghast.
What?
Yeah,
it was great.
You just don't hear that often.
I know, it was great. It was just great. It was just so shocking, it was actually great. This is March, and at one point this morning, I did that thing where you forget how many months there are in the days there are in the month. So I did that 30 days out of September, April, June, November, and I got to thinking about it. How did that horrible little poem ever become the gold standard for remembering the months? Because just to think about it for a second. First of all, 30 days hath September.
Yeah.
Nobody says hath. We don't talk that way.
It was 30 days has September.
Well, I heard it is hath.
Half. I've heard it hath.
Why was half?
Well, I don't know. That's the original.
Oh, not H-A-L-F, but H-A-V-E.
No, H-A-T-H.
Yeah.
30 days
hath.
Hath.
Hath
like you
September.
Have.
Yes, like thou hast taken thine sheep to the farm. 30 days hath September, April, June, and November. And then here's where it just gets stupid. All the rest have 31 except February, which has sometimes 28 and sometimes 29. What?
I heard that part different, too.
Well, how did you hear it?
It was 30 days in September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31 except the second month, which is all alone.
Well, that's stupid, too.
Which is all alone. That doesn't even rhyme.
It doesn't rhyme at all.
Yeah.
It's just as dumb as the one I knew. Now, this is just a sidebar thought. I was in a store a couple days ago, and I was in a section where they sell honey, and I saw a jar of honey with the comb in it. You know, you can buy it with or without the comb. And by the way, don't buy it with the comb, because what you find out is you get about a fourth as much honey. The comb eats up the whole jar. But there are people who eat the honeycomb. It's basically just wax, like paraffin. It won't hurt you. It's like eating a candle. But I got to thinking about something, and honey is one of the most amazing things in nature to me. Nothing is done to it. What's in the jar is what the beekeeper goes out and scoops up out of the comb. The honey, it's amazing to me. I mean, it's gold, and it's clear, and it's delicious. How does that happen? What do bees actually, I'm stupid about this, do they vomit it up? Is it their poop? Is it, what is it?
I don't know either.
I don't know either.
What's the deal? They go to a flower, and then they suck the
pollen.
Nectar out of the, or whatever, and then they fly over, and then what do they do?
I know, I think in the hive, they put the eggs in the different parts of the honeycomb. I don't know.
No, you don't know.
I don't.
But a comb looks like a wasp nest.
Yeah. Right.
And I know
it's
that
got
in
the little
a wasp,
segments of
yeah,
it.
And each little hole is like a little apartment where there's a little wasp being born in that little apartment. And don't the wasps, like, hatch or grow and come out of those holes? Now, the comb, again, we're so stupid about this. And I know somebody out there who's a beekeeper for a hobby or makes a living doing, you're going to go, boy, you people are stupid. Yeah, we are. But it's just amazing to me that without any help or filtration or purification or pasteurization or processing, something could be that tremendous and wonderful from a little bee, and it must take a million of them. Look at all the honey there is. Jars and jars of honey. And again, what are we eating? We're eating their something. It's something that's an excrement or something that comes out of them that we're eating. And if it is, it's the best tasting poop or pee or vomit that I've ever tasted, because it's delicious. And I never even ate honey as a kid until I was well into my adult years. I don't know why that is. I don't know why. And not all of it's as good as others. Like beer, some of that dark honey. It's not as good as the really golden honey. We have to learn. We need to learn.
Yeah.
Now, there's a story in the news, and this is the reason for the joke today. This is a true story, and I don't know why, and I'm serious about this. When I tell you this story, ask yourself the question, why isn't this on the NBC or CBS Evening News, Brian Williams or Scott Pelley or somebody? Why wouldn't this be a story? Because they're afraid to say the word penis, and they don't like stories like this. But I think, to me, this is a very interesting story, and I'd rather hear it than nonstop coverage of cardinals getting out of black cars shaking hands for hours and hours and hours. This guy, apparently, if I read this right, he took a temporary work assignment at this factory. It was a foam plant where they make, you know, it's called Future Foam. It's a manufacturing plant near Orlando. And, you know, the foam, it's inside a pillow, or they make foam, and they shape it, and they cut it, and they mold it, and they pour whatever. So he gets a job as a helper at the peeler machine. Now, I'm not sure what that means, but some they have to peel or shave off the foam. Let's get to the point here. He stepped forward or did something wrong, and this thing, which has a spinning razor sharp blade, it's used, oh, it says it's used to cut carpet foam. It cut off, like sliced off, his penis and testicles.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Now, why isn't that a story on the news at night? Yeah, seriously. They do stories about, hey, the sinkhole's like, oh, that sinkhole in Waterloo. Did you see that Ambryer Golf Club? That guy fell right through the ground. Did
yes.
Wow. Unbelievable. Okay, why is that on the news? And a guy's a wiener and testicles get cut completely off in the foam factory in Orlando, but we don't want to put that story out. I think it's pretty interesting, and I think it's a great public service and warning to people. Don't take a temporary job as a guy cutting the foam off the carpet padding, because you could have your penis and testicles cut off. So that's the reason for the joke today. And last but not least, this is why, to me, this times a thousand or thousands is why we're going broke. Not a joke. The National Institute of Health is spending, in total, when it's over, it'll be about $5 million to study why three-fourths of lesbians are fat. You've got to be kidding me. It's an actual government study, and we're paying for it. 75% of lesbians are obese, and gay men are not. Gay men are the opposite. Trim, fit, neat, tidy. But most, and don't get mad at me and send me an email if you're a lesbian and you're good-looking and you're not fat. I didn't say you. I said the government says three-fourths of lesbians are fat. And they want to know why. $5 million maybe will give us the answer.
Hmm.
Unbelievable. If we're going to start cutting, let's just start there. Maybe we don't need that study. It is what it is. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
That's an actual story. But it's true. If you see two women together who are lesbians, chances are, in most cases, one or both of them look more like men. Yet if you see two gay men, they look like movie stars. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
They're neat looking. They're well dressed. What is that about? That the men who are gay, and again, not 100%, but more often than not, one or both of them are really, they take care of themselves. But women, and again, it's the government that says three-fourths of them are obese. Mm. I don't know. Some things we'll just never figure out. Our joke has a sponsor. Like, go back out. I forgot.
Oh.
Go back out. And come back in.
All right, they're out.
All right, they're going to come back in. Ballast Dental Care is it's where I go to the dentist, where I've gone for 40, yeah. You know what? It's either this month or next month. I think April marks 40 years. Give me a round of applause. 40 years. The same dentist.
And Alex, our receptionist,
yeah.
Her dad called a couple days ago and said that he just left Ballast Dental Care for the first time and loved it.
Uh-huh, there you go.
Yeah.
And Alex, I like Alex. She's a great receptionist, and I can tell just by talking to her, she comes from a decent family of truth-tellers who would not lie just to get mentioned on the radio. I'm guessing he's telling the truth, because I get emails from people who go, I've been to the dentist for 10 years, 15 years, 8 years, 2 years, whatever, because I was scared to death. And rightly so. They went somewhere and it wasn't pleasant. Well, then you didn't go to Ballast Dental Care. I'm telling you, 40 years later, my worst nightmare is that for some reason they closed the place. Not going to happen. But there is no more Ballast Dental Care. I wouldn't know where to start. I wouldn't know how to begin to find another dentist, because I've never wanted to. It's a wonderful place with wonderful people. Yes, it's dentistry, but it doesn't have to be horrible. It doesn't have to be painful. It doesn't have to be unpleasant. You can actually look forward to your next dental appointment. Ballast Dental Care, there at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Ladies, come back in here.
Ooh, that's nice.
In honor of the story that I just told you earlier about the guy at the factory, guy comes home one day early, about 3 o'clock, and his wife says, "Wow, you're home early." He says, "Yeah, I got fired." Now, he happened to work at a pickle factory. And she says, "My goodness, you've been with the pickle factory for 18 years. What do you mean you got fired?" He said, "Well, it's my own fault. I deserve to be fired." She said, "What happened?" He said, "Well, we have pickles. These big pickles are individually wrapped. And I was just standing there staring at the pickle wrapper, and I got a little bit aroused, and I thought, I wonder what it'd be like to stick my wiener in the pickle wrapper." Oh. So I did. When I thought nobody was looking, I went over and I stuck my wiener in the pickle wrapper. And as a supervisor saw me, he fired me. She said, "Oh, for goodness sakes. I how disgusting." Well, I hope after you stuck your thing in there that they got rid of the pickle wrapper. He says, "Oh, yeah, they fired her, too."
Let's get a look at traffic now and see how things are rolling with Tim Weiland.
And this traffic report brought to you by Allstate. Get more insurance for your buck with the Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and you still get an Allstate agent. Find an Allstate agent at Allstate.com. Got an accident on westbound 70 after Grand. Running a little bit slow from Salisbury. You're going to be stop and go again as you approach 270 to the Blanchet Bridge. On southbound 270, it's stop and go from a little bit south of Page down to Doherty Ferry. Southbound 141 slows a little bit near Big Bend down through Highway 44. We're looking at westbound 64. Slow down in the usual spots, Hampton, McCausland, 270 through Mason, but really stacks up from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. This report also brought to you by Baderot College. Does your passion for hair, nails, and makeup fuel your mission to make the world a prettier place? Stop by Baderot College to see how they can make this a reality. Visit Baderot.edu. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for a quickie without any consequences, it's Steve Cochran in the Morning Quickie, weekdays at 10. Franco Pinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
Whoever came up with the saying, "Put your money where your mouth is," must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
The fastest selling cane on national television is the cane that stands alone, the Hurricane.
I love it. When I go shopping, I can let it balance while I get stuff off the shelf. When I reach down, my cane is right there where I left it.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go.
It gives me more stability.
The Hurricane goes everywhere you go. And when you need it, it's out in seconds. And the proprietary pivot head gives you more stability at any angle.
A lot of people stop and ask, "Oh my gosh, where do you get a cane like that?"
Right now on this station, we're offering our best deal ever. Get the Hurricane for an historic price, now with free shipping. To unlock our best value, just call 1-800-300-6286. That's 1-800-300-6286. 1-800-300-6286. 6286.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
Missouri's state legislature is about to make a decision on a bill that will allow electric companies to add another surcharge to your utility bill. If this legislation passes, Missourians will be forced to pay more for their electricity when rates are already on the rise. The charge will hurt many of us, especially those seniors who are already living on a fixed income. So if you don't want to see an extra line item added to your utility bill later, then speak up now. Call 1-800-378-1844. Tell your legislator to oppose Senate Bill 207 because it would mean unfair increases that would harm Missourians like you. That's 1-800-378-1844. 1-800-378-1844. Paid for by AARP.
Hi, this is Ed Wolkoff, president and owner of Beckner Painting and Contracting. I'd like to thank you for your business over the last 50 years.
And this is Jim Wolkoff, the soon-to-be, if I can push him out the door, president, and the better-looking one.
Jim, I'm sorry, but you're going to have a long wait, son.
At Beckner Painting and Contracting, they provide guaranteed quality work at a reasonable price.
We're a fully insured painting company. We've been around 50 years. We do drywall, wallpapering, painting, interior and exterior. We do resurfacing of tubs, tile, kitchen countertops.
If you call 646-7000, you'll get Beckner Painting.
We are not happy with the job till the customer is happy. And we will make sure that when we leave, whatever job it is, that the customer is satisfied 100%.
No job is too big or small.
They're located on Manchester and St. Louis between Hanley and Big Bend. Call them at 314-646-7000 or go to Beckner-Painting.com.
Estimates are free and you might get a chance to meet Jim. I'm sorry about that.
It's March. Time for things to get green. But more importantly, it's time for the best college basketball teams of the country to face off in the annual race to the championship. It's March Madness on KTRS. From the conference tournaments to the big dance, the big sports show weeknights from 6 till 9 will bring you full coverage. Brought to you by Heartland Bank. Real life banking. Online at heartland-bank.com.
Flippity flop.
Tiny bubbles.
Tiny bubbles.
In the wine.
Most of the wine this guy drinks doesn't have make tiny bubbles in it. I don't think he's a sparkling wine or a champagne guy. And I believe for the most part he's a red wine guy. He can confirm that or state otherwise when we get him on here. His name is Mike Evans, and he's in Southern California, and he's going to give you the latest scoopage on all kinds of stuff that the rich and famous and weird people do. He's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, and I would like to think that if you're AM and the PM and you want to keep this show on the air, you would not make a kitchen and bath remodeling decision without at least giving these folks a shot and see what they have to say and what kind of ideas they have. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Here is Mike Evans. Do you drink champagne ever?
Very, very seldom.
Well, how and when did this ace of spades all of a sudden become the big deal champagne? How does that happen? Because it was Dom Perignon, then it was Cristal, and now it's ace of spades.
Yeah, what is up with that?
I don't know how that happens.
The wrappers, I guess. The wrappers.
I do know this. Yeah. If you drink that tequila that's in a crystal skull, your butt will get real big. I saw Dan Aykroyd.
Well, he got a big ace.
Yeah, mine's big anyway, so I can go ahead and drink it.
Big ace.
What's going on?
Well, we're doing our pop quiz question. You know, you're vying for a little prize.
Yes.
Yesterday,
we didn't do well yesterday.
Mm-mm. Did not do well yesterday. Today, your pop quiz question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Name the name of the hall of Hollywood's biggest farter.
Oh my goodness! We don't look for that.
Has a long history of passing the gas on the sets of his movies. Is it Jack Nicholson? Al Pacino.
Whoa.
Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, man.
This is a good one.
Love Nuggets. Bulletin. Ooh, bulletin. 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 Nicole Kidman and Colin Firth. Nicole Kidman and Colin Firth got married, broke up, and now they are a couple again.
Well, hold on. Nicole Kidman's married to Keith Urban.
I'm talking about in the movies.
Okay.
This is really weird. They were first married in the movie Railway Men, a true story based on a man who was tortured in World War II. That movie is going to be released May 9th. But now they're doing another movie together called Before I Get to Sleep. It's a mystery thriller. They're not married in this movie, but they're engaged and living together. Boy, you know, Keith Urban's got to be going, what up? Every time my wife, Nicole Kidman, makes a movie, she's shacking up or married to Colin Firth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the women like Colin Firth.
Oh, they do, man.
They do.
Does.
Chelsea Clinton.
No.
No.
Ivanka Trump.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Both married Jews and have both converted to Judaism, taking a lot of classes and doing all the rigmarole, jumping through all the hoops to become Jews. Chelsea Clinton and Ivanka Trump.
Hmm.
Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn are an item. Spent the weekend together on his yacht in Miami while he played the Doral. Word is Lindsay has met Tiger's kids, and they all get along just fine.
That is so beautiful.
It is beautiful, and I know you'd be liking that on me. Medical question.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, with Jack Osborne diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and his sister, Kelly, now with epilepsy, could it have anything to do with all the drugs that Ozzy took all those years?
Oh, I doubt it.
Because you know Ozzy certainly has been
a picture of health.
Yeah, well. Yeah. I wonder if it really had anything to do with that.
You know what? I don't think so. I really don't.
Yeah. Movie review. The Incredible Burt Wonderstone.
This looks weird, man.
Looks awful.
Goofy, cheesy, and hilarious movie.
That's right,
really?
Boy. Oh, it is funny?
Yep.
Okay.
Two over-the-hill Vegas magicians called, played by Chris, Steve Buscemi and Steve Carell.
Right there, you got a pair. That's an interesting pair.
That's their pair, the pair. Now, they have a really mean boss who's threatening to fire them unless they get their act together. The boss is played by James Gandolfini.
Yeah, this looks like it's got potential.
And co-starring in the movie is also Jim Carrey, who's never been better, and Alan Arkin, who's never been better.
It looks like they're kind of trying to take off on Siegfried and Roy or something.
It's sort of. You know what? I feel kind of bad. I mean, I knew Oz was going to do big business, and it's just a Disney goofy movie, but the effects are really great. I gave it 3 stars last week, and it was number one movie of the week. But I got to tell you, this is such a better movie. Lots of gimmicks and tricks and surprises. You will laugh out loud at this.
You know what? And I'm glad because it looks stupid.
It's funny.
So I'm glad to hear it's funny.
Rated PG-13, 99 minutes, 3 stars.
What's the name of it?
It's called The Incredible Burt Wonderstone.
Okay.
Odds and ends, her friends have a nickname for Jennifer Lawrence.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They call her J-Law. That's her new lit J-Law.
Oh, boy.
Lots of shocked faces at a local 7-Eleven in Burbank when two cast members complete with makeup of The Walking Dead strolled in to buy cigarettes.
You know what? That's a great anti-cigarette campaign right there.
Well, the clerk says, smoking. Looks like you already had too many cigarettes, but a lot of looks. Can you imagine The Walking Dead cast, some of them, those guys walking around in stores when you're least expecting it? Nope. Although there was a 7-Eleven in not far. It might even be the same 7-Eleven over there in Burbank off Riverside. Where I was in there one time, and some pirates came in, full-blown pirates. They were shooting the Pirates of the Caribbean over the Disney lot, which is just across the street. Hottest-selling record in England belongs to Justin Timberlake.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to say Justin Bieber. I was getting ready to just take my headphones off.
Vomit.
Yeah.
And Daniel Day-Lewis, there's talk that he may do Lincoln on Broadway.
Mm.
It'll be interesting. And finally...
Hey, we can't blow this one. We messed up yesterday.
I know.
Yep. This is very tough, though.
Name the name of the Hollywood's biggest farter. Long history of passing the gays on the sets. Jack Nicholson, Al Pacino, Dustin Hoffman.
Now, yesterday, Dan had the correct call. We talked him out of it.
Yeah,
so you're
going to
take the lead here.
Give us your thoughts.
You know what?
Show us the way.
It's between Jack Nicholson and Dustin Hoffman for me, and I'm going to go Dustin Hoffman.
See, I think we're supposed to think it's Jack.
No, and I'm glad you said that, because happens when a dry one hits, it's dusty.
So Dustin Hoffman would be the one that you wouldn't think of.
Yeah, we're going with Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Answers Dustin Hoffman.
Yes!
Yeah!
I'm like Devin Sam.
That's teamwork right there.
And you know what? I had an advantage because I talked to Jack Nicholson this morning.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. I said, Jack, do you pass a lot of gas? I don't even know why I asked him that. We were just talking. It got kind of personal. Here's what he said.
Well, I do, but not around a bunch of freaking people.
Yeah, see? That's why I knew it wasn't him.
Private.
Yeah.
Who was the third one?
Al Pacino.
Pacino. He would have been my second guess. You actually captured him, Peon, passing gas on the set of Scent of a Woman. Mm-hmm. And I heard you just play it. This is an outtake few people have, but our archives are extensive. This is Dustin Hoffman as they're shooting Scent of a Woman. They had to retake it because he blew one on his co-star, Chris O'Donnell. Here it comes.
He went hoo-ah first.
That's his expression of relief.
Expression afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, whoo, like hoo-ah. Man,
I'm glad
that's
out
there. Yeah. Now, there was apparently, because we also have got a lot of stuff nobody else has. Remember that one you have from the outtake where it was a much more offensive, longer, drawn-out one, and he also yelled out that relief hoo-ah thing?
Yeah.
And they had to retake that scene, too. Play that for him. That's a good one.
Hoo-ah! No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Oh, man.
Great. Folks, I know a lot of you right now are going, these guys are juvenile, and this is sophomoric, and I'm never listening to this again. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. You'll be back tomorrow. Let's close it out here with a reason to do your banking where we do our banking, which is First Community Credit Union. That's not a lie. That's the truth. We all bank there. I don't do any of my banking anywhere else. Checking, savings, loan, business loan, boom, all First Community Credit Union. This is also the place that sponsors the great yard sale on Saturday morning, the finest weekend radio programming on the air. And if you don't believe that, listen to all weekend radio and also listen to the yard sale, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock Saturday morning, and you will agree there's a lot of really horrible weekend radio, but there's also the yard sale, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. Check out the offer they're making for people who have a credit card debt with other banks' credit cards. It's a great offer. Give you an opportunity to move that debt over, and I'm going to let you go to the website to find the rest, but it is absolutely worth, that alone would be worth becoming, would make it worth becoming a First Community Credit Union member. FirstCommunity.com.
Let's see if traffic's getting better now for the ride home. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, a little bit. We're still pretty heavy on westbound 70 from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Eastbound 270, that's slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. On westbound 64, still a little heavy 270 through Mason, and then stop and go from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. On southbound 270, looks like we're slow now at Olive or just a little south of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. Spicy and sweet team up to tackle your hunger. Grab an order of the new spicy jumbo popcorn chicken and sweet potato tots at Sonic today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Nikki. Do you know where I can get my windows repaired?
What's wrong, Jan?
Well, my windows keep falling down and the locks are broken.
Well, Jan, I just had Genesco Window Products out to my house to replace the rollers and fogged up glass on my patio door.
Oh?
My dad told me about them. He's been using them for years. They just installed new storm windows on his house and replaced the screens on his porch.
Really? How do I get in touch with them?
Let's see. I have their number right here in my phone. It's 314-567-9175. Or better yet, go to their website, GenescoWindowProducts.com.
Thanks, Nikki.
Email from the RMAS, the Radio Monitoring Association Services, and it says, best show we've ever heard. Wow, how about that? Hey, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
The Big